Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, April 9th, 2026. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Today we move from understanding to application. Using a simple inductive Bible study approach, we ask three questions. What does the verse say? What does it mean? How should I respond? Observation. What does it say? 2 Corinthians 5:17 declares, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The verse speaks about a person who is in Christ, announces a new creation. It states that something old has passed away and something new has arrived. The language is clear and confident. Interpretation, what does it mean? To be in Christ means to belong to Him through faith. This is not casual agreement with Christian ideas. It is a living relationship. The phrase new creation tells us that salvation reaches the core of who we are. God gives new spiritual life. The old refers to our former identity under sin, our guilt, spiritual separation, and bondage. That old identity no longer defines us. A new identity has been established by God's grace. Application, how should I respond? First, receive this truth personally. If you are in Christ, this verse describes you. Speak it over your life. When old labels resurface, answer them with Scripture. Your past may inform your story, but it does not define your identity. Second, examine your daily thinking. Do your thoughts align with your new identity? When you face temptation, remember that you are a new creation. When shame tries to return, remember that the old has passed away. Let this truth shape your decisions, your relationships, and your habits. Third, walk forward with purpose. A new creation lives with new direction. Ask God to help you reflect the character of Christ in speech, conduct, and love. Growth takes time, yet the foundation is already secure. You are not striving to become new. You are learning to live from the new life God has given. Today is an invitation to see yourself through the lens of redemption and to live accordingly. Reflection questions. 1. What old labels or past experiences still influence how you see yourself? 2. In what areas of your life do you most need to live from your identity as a new creation? 3. How would your daily choices change if you consistently believe that the old has passed away? Memorization reminder. To seal this verse in your heart, write 2 Corinthians 5:17 from memory. Then check it and correct any missed words. Repeat it slowly, emphasizing each phrase. Thank God that this truth defines who you are in Christ.